Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro. Thank you for tuning in. It's yet another Sunday on 97.9 The Hill. No point. Thank you for joining us here at Howdy Hillsboro, rated the number one radio show in North Carolina by Dark Yonder Magazine. I'm Eric Pruitt. Whoop-de-doo. Here's my partner in crime, Alexis Bravos.
Aw, Eric, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I just got a case of the blue Sundays.
It's a beautiful Sunday morning, and we're using our nail files to break into the Restore.
Once again, we're always breaking into stuff on Sunday.
But listen, this is like the Great Muppet Caper, where they steal that giant baseball diamond, because I heard they have a bunch of jewelry.
I can't watch right Muppet now. Movies because my VHS is broken.
Hey, I bet you can find a new VHS or used VHS machine at the Restore.
I sure hope so.
All right, let's check it out.
It's dark in here. It's dark everywhere right now.
I know. Our souls are dark. Let's find a light.
Lights are... Holy moly! Look, we turned on the light in this dark abandoned Restore, and look who's standing here. It's my hero, Catherine Whalen.
Hi!
What's going on, Miss Whalen? How are you doing?
I'm good.
Man, my blue Sundays have just been blown away.
Yeah.
Howdy, Hillsboro!
That's the Eric Pruitt we know and love. Catherine, what are you doing here on a Sunday morning?
I don't know. We're not even open. I don't know why I'm here, except I'm so attracted to all this beautiful jewelry.
What do you guys got all this jewelry for in the Restore?
Well, we got a good donation. We get good donations sometimes. Often. Yeah. Oh.
What's your favorite thing that's been donated to the Restore so far?
Well, I like this jewelry, I'm telling you. I put it on in the morning, and then I buy it and take it home. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Have you ever lifted one?
Lifted it? They're not heavy.
No, you know, just like, you know, just stuck it in your pocket. Nobody's going to miss it.
I'm not going to do that. I have a code.
You know, a lot of people may know Catherine Whalen as the jewelry maven at the local Restore, but what a lot of people may not know is you're actually a very accomplished musician.
Oh, thank you, Eric.
And in fact, this last week, we've had you in twice. We had you in Thursday for our regular installment of Live Jazz, you with the Jazz Squad. And then on Friday, you guys with Certain Seas, your other band, opened up for Matt Southern in the Lost Gold. What a show.
Awesome.
It was amazing.
What was your favorite part of that evening?
Well, I don't know. It was all so fun. It's a bit of a blur.
I have to say, Thursday nights are my favorite night of the week among all the nights because of jazz. And whenever y'all play, it's my number one favorite. You guys are amazing.
Thank you. We have a really good time doing it. I really enjoyed my new percussion items that I brought out this Thursday. I'm trying to create quite the array. I'm like a Foley operator.
That's amazing. I love your drum. And like, I love Thank how you. Like kind of spare it is.
It's all I can manage. And sing.
But what was the decision making behind bringing that on? Did you just feel like we need percussion, so I'll just like bust out this drum? Or like,
just because it's fun for me, gives me something to do. It's kind of something I enjoy. It's one of my skills. So I like to dust it off. Although I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't. It's completely just flying by the seat of my pants every time.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things about the Thursday jazz is like, it's like every week, it's like there's a different kind of jazz. Like how would you describe for those few folks that haven't made it in on Thursday? How would you describe like your interpretation of what jazz is on those Thursdays?
Well, all the material I have, some of it is very old, more 30s type based stuff. And then some of it, chunks of it get up into like 60s, 50s and 60s kind of stuff. So it's very different flavor, and there's East Coast and there's West Coast as well. And the cool thing about the band is they can go either way with it. They can sound both ways.
What's the West Coast versus East Coast?
The West Coast stuff is more like the Chet Baker, that kind of stuff. And then the East Coast stuff I think of as being more like my Billie Holiday material. And that's like the earlier stuff.
Yeah, you slay that Billie Holiday.
Thanks.
Do they have beef with each other like rappers did?
Yeah, like Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I don't think she's dignifying that one.
No, we're too stupid for Catherine. You also have several other bands playing concurrently. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your Beatles cover band. That's fascinating.
Oh, the Skiffles. I love the Skiffles. We did a show this summer at Leppin Blue in Chapel Hill just to dust that band off because we don't play a ton with that band. And for that one, we have to have Nate Stalfa on drums. Absolutely. Because honestly, it could just be him playing the drums and people would know what the song was. He's so perfect. He knows those songs just absolutely perfectly. It's just so fun.
How do you decide which Beatles songs to choose? Are they just all your favorites or?
It's my favorites. It's kind of the stuff I grew up on and the ones that I could learn. I have a really good book that I got somewhere online that's got the chord charts and you can copy it. And so it's all on one page, which makes it really easy to read it while you're doing the material. And it's just like all my favorite songs are in there.
You ever do Happiness is a Warm Gun?
We don't do that one. We don't do the stuff that's that like orchestral or whatever. We don't do that vein of material.
I heard it referred to last night as the most American Beatles song there is.
Interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Which Beatle are you?
Oh, I think I'm George.
Which Beatle is Danny?
Danny?
Yeah.
Is there a sad
Beatle? I think he's George too.
It's two Georges. It's just a.
I think we're all George except then Nate's Ringo.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, what do you have? What do you guys have coming up next? Like, you just blew the doors off of Yonder here this week for 2 days. So,
yeah.
What do y'all got coming up next?
What do we got coming up next? We start our October residency out at Botanist and Barrel every Sunday, 3 to 5 of October.
Nice.
Yeah. And that, because there's 5 Sundays in October, we'll probably run through many of our bands. We'll probably dust off material from lots of them.
Is Halloween your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday?
Yeah.
Oh.
Billy's her favorite holiday.
What is my favorite? I do like Easter. It's so pretty.
You had an Easter party.
Yeah.
That I went to.
Yeah. We planted marigolds.
How are you at giving life advice?
I can do that.
All right. All right. We're going to put your skills to the test there. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break and get our one remaining sponsor. Give them a chance to say something. And we're going to come back and get some life advice from Miss Ask Alexis and Catherine Whalen. Everybody, stay tuned.
Grocery store in a parking lot. Now what? Go in and give what they might have bought. And I hate thee.
Every weeknight at 6 p.m., 97.9 The Hill gets live and local. It's the very best of the Chapel Hill music scene, from yesterday's classics to the great songs of today. It's live and local, the best in local music, every weekday at 6 on 97.9 The Hill. And stream us live from anywhere on chapelboro.com.
How That's how it's done, Eric.
God, what's got you in such a good mood?
I don't know. I'm like adorned head to toe in this dope jewelry from the Restore.
Yeah. Price is right, too.
Price is right. Welcome back to Howdy Hillsboro, everybody. I'm one of your hosts, Alexis Bravos. I'm here with Eric Pruitt. We're here on WCHL 97.9, No Point, The Hill. And we're here with Catherine Whalen, the one, the only, the legend. And we're going to answer some advice.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. You ready to help me with advice?
Yeehaw.
Let's do it.
Howdy.
All right. Let's start strong. Dear Alexis, is it still cool to smoke? I don't know how to answer that. I think yes.
Yeah.
It looks cool.
It looks
but
cool.
But it's not cool. Because you're going to die.
Not good for you.
Yeah.
You know. A lot of things aren't good for you, though.
That's true. And we still do them.
Yeah.
I think if you're considering taking up smoking as an adult, you shouldn't do it. Yeah. I think everyone that I know, including myself, that started smoking started when we were like 14 years old.
Yeah.
And then just kept going.
I did 16 to 24 and then I stopped and I haven't ever taken it up.
Yeah. How did you quit smoking?
It took about a year. I just had to stop. It was when I started singing and I couldn't do both because it would just take my voice away.
Yeah. So you had an actual reason.
Yeah. And then I had to not go places where I liked to go and smoke. And
yeah,
it was hard.
Well, especially back then because you could smoke anywhere.
Smoke in an airplane. Smoke your brains out.
I quit because I got pregnant.
Yeah.
Eric, you used to smoke, right?
Yeah, I used to smoke a bunch. Like when I started, I was like 14. I was like 6'3 and 115 pounds. And I needed to do something to make me look tough.
Right?
So
it was
like,
cool.
Yeah, I would do that. But then like after a while, you're like, you're just giving money to some big corporation that's just going to kill you. And so there's just really nothing cool about that. It makes you look like a simp. So I'm not.
Did you roll them up in your sleeve and everything?
I did. I tried that for a little bit. I rolled them up in my sleeve. I tuck one behind the ear.
Oh.
I learned how to do smoke rings. I learned how to do all the things that would make me look tough.
It was like less was James Dean guy. And more Schneider, though.
Schneider from like One Day at a Time. I was like, I had a poster of him on my wall. Like, I thought he was pretty tough.
Yeah.
He was. I mean, the mustache was kind of sexy.
Anybody was tougher than me in that era, in my little guy era.
But you had an interesting story of how you quit.
I read a book.
That still tickles me to this day.
It's called The Easy Way to Quit Smoking by Alan Carr. And the dude tells you all the way through it. He's like, just keep smoking. Just keep, light another one up right now. And then after a while, you're like... He hypnotizes you, man. And like by the time you're done with that book, you're done smoking.
That's amazing. All right, let's move on. Dear Alexis, help! Exclamation point. My friend has gone off the deep end. He's hooked on cable news and now believes in conspiracy theories. He now insists that Trump lost the election. What should I do? He did lose the election. This person's drunk.
Ooh.
Okay, but there's a companion question.
Yeah.
What is the best way to lovingly coexist with people who have very different beliefs / opinions than you?
Avoid them.
Yeah, I think it depends on the genre of opinion we're talking about. Like, you know,
West Coast, East Coast jazz.
Exactly.
You know, you can get along with each other.
Sure.
These days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a climate change denier?
I can't, dude. I pity the fool that thinks the earth is flat. I don't know how to do that.
Turtles all the way down.
It's like you there's like a baseline of things we learned in elementary school, and I don't want to go relearn them. Like the earth is flat or Nazis are good. You know, like I just can't, you know, we covered that already. I'm sorry you were asleep in class. I can't be friends with them.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what class they went to, though. You know, with all the...
Second class.
Now they're burning books.
Oh, yeah.
And banning books. What if they start banning Eric Pruitt books?
God, please. Please do it. I try to write so that I get banned in Florida.
You get a sticker or something on your book?
It's
explicit or
please.
Whatever.
God, I'll put it on there myself.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping we get canceled. Like we did last year.
You got us canceled.
Do we have time for another one? Dear Alexis, I'm going into business with my partner. We're married! Exclamation point. What is your advice? Well, this is really an Eric and Lana question, but I would say make sure that you already have a pretty good handle on your financial relationship. Mm. I think there are a lot of people and couples who still don't talk about money, even when they've been together a long time. And that's like a huge reason why people fight and why people break up. So if you don't already have like a good handle on that aspect of your relationship, then don't do it. Catherine, have you ever gone into business with a partner?
I agree. My grandmother always told me, keep your finances separate. Everybody pay their share. And keep it, yeah, keep it even, Steven.
Even, Steven.
For sure.
No joint bank accounts?
No joint bank accounts. I think that's insane. That's caveman stuff. That, to me. It truly is. I mean, if one person wants to buy the groceries and the other person wants to pay the power bills or something, work it out. But it needs to be even. Yeah.
Yeah. Eric? I mean, like, yeah, like one joint bank account, you pay the bills, but then each you have your own bank account. So that way you don't have to ask permission because you want to buy yet another stack of contemporary crime fiction, Irish crime fiction books. So you don't have to ask permission or nothing. But like, as far as like opening a business with your spouse, assuming that this is like a male female relationship, my advice would be to have 51% in the woman. And would you take the 49% so that way you can qualify as a woman owned business?
Oh, that's good advice.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Eric.
Why, thank you.
Like the lights just came on.
All right. Well, on that note, we need to go to a break. And when we come back, we'll tell you what's happening at Yonder and we'll answer some more advice. See you soon.
Well, I need some woman to stand by.
The Chapel Hill Media Group is 97.9 The Hill WCHL, your hometown radio station, and chapelboro.com, your hometown online newspaper with local news.
Welcome back to News on the Hill.
Local events.
The Carborough Music Festival is back.
Music for folks who love music. And Tar Heel Sports.
Carolina is going to go to the national championship.
Get informed and connected with your community through the Chapel Hill Media Group.
Howdy, Hillsborough.
Holy moly. That was one for the ages there. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our guest today, Miss Catherine Whalen here, Howdy Hillsborough, on 97.9 The Hill.
No point.
Thank you for joining us. Hey, if you want to check out Catherine Whalen, she, in one of her many bands, like Certain Seas, The Skiffles, Jug Band, or Jazz Squad, all you got to do is run on down here October 19th, where she'll be playing with Jazz Squad here at Yonder, part of our jazz series from 8 to 10. Also, every Sunday, in October, she's going to be over at Botanist and Barrel. What time is that, 3 to 5?
3 to 5.
3 to 5.
Golden hour.
But if you want to hang out with Alexis or I at Yonder, downtown Colonial AF Hillsborough, 114 West King Street, all you got to do is come on down. Starting tonight, we have Jeremy Alder's live comedy showcase, the Sunday show, comedy starting at 7. On Tuesday, we have open mic starting at 7:30. This coming Wednesday, Chill Vibes with Jackie. Who don't want to do that? And then this coming Thursday, our live jazz continues 8 to 10 with Les Trois Chats. That's French for the three cats. There's four of them. This Friday, September 29th, Sadie Rockin' the Mad Ryans, a return visit. You don't want to miss this one. That woman is a literal tornado. And then Saturday, Joe Bell and the Stinging Blades. Lots of hats, lots of gray ponytails, lots of good times. Alexis, what are you looking forward to?
You know I love a gray ponytail.
I know you do, girl.
All right, should we do some more advice?
Yas, queen.
Yeah? Okay. Some good ones. Dear Alexis, should I stay in graduate school? Oof, it's a tough one. I think it depends on what you're studying, obviously. If it's art related, drop out now. Just forget about it.
They're probably almost done. They're just tired.
Yeah.
Maybe a nap.
Oh, yeah.
Get some rest.
Yeah. How many MFAs do you have?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
None.
Yeah. Together, between Catherine and I, there are zero MFAs.
Wait, I have one. Let's give Catherine an honorary degree.
An honorary MFA? Oh.
I can't believe you don't have one yet.
I didn't go to college.
Not even for one. That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. Oh. People get honorary degrees all the time.
Yeah, you don't have to go to college to get an honorary degree.
Yeah.
The University of Yonder hereby presents you, Catherine Whalen, with an honorary degree in chemistry.
Okay.
It's a doctorate. You're a doctor now.
Oh, great.
Dr. Catherine
Whalen. Dr. Chemistry.
We're going to start introducing you as Dr. Whalen from now on.
I like that.
Dear Alexis, how can I be a firm but gentle parent? That's a really good question that I've been struggling with lately. I have a almost 12-year-old boy who is entering puberty and is just mad at everything right now. And that makes me mad for some reason. So gentle is the one that I'm struggling with. But I think someone said something really smart the other day, which is don't let them smell your fear. Like they can smell fear and they'll just run all over you. And I think that's what I need to work on is like my just kind of reaction, like my reactionary habits. So firm but gentle. You have a kid. Did you ever master that dichotomy?
I think so. I think I tried to always, always unfailingly be kind, even when I was raging inside.
How did you do that, though?
I just tried to pick nice words. And she has told me now in her early 20s that I did a good job of that, that I did not say mean things to her when she was pretty sure she might have needed some strong words.
Yeah.
That I always tried to just at least be nice and apologize when I wasn't nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes you lose it, but then you can come back a little bit later and say, you know what? I am really sorry. I was not nice.
Yeah. Eric, you are the product of two parents.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I am, Alexis. And as a person who has no children that I know of, nor any plans of having any, let me tell you what y'all need to do. I have noticed that about the same time that spanking fell out of favor, school shooting started going up. That's all I'm going to say. Next question.
Firm but gentle was the question. All right. No more questions. Lana says we're done. She's sick of us.
All the advice has been given.
Lana has canceled us.
And taken, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. So we're at the Restore, but we're going to head out and go get some brunch. Catherine, you want to grab some brunch with us?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
All right.
That but before great.
Before that, let's steal some of this jewelry.
Hey, thanks for decking us out in all this jewelry. Where do you guys get jewelry like this at the Restore?
Well, this was a donation from Carlisle and Lenny, a magnificent store right here on our main drag. It was a donation from them to us.
So if people want jewelry like this, what's your recommendation? Them to do.
They can go to Carlisle and Lenny, get it while it's hot, and then come to us at the Restore and get it.
That's
while
right.
It's slightly cooler, but the price is right, I'm telling you.
That's right. Carlisle and Lenny selling hot jewelry right down there on Cherton. Do what Catherine says and go down there and get some hot jewelry.
And on that note, I think we're done for the week.
Yeah, thank you all very much for joining us. Thank you, Catherine Whalen, for kicking it with us and
thank you.
Spending time with us. And thank you guys for listening. We'll see y'all again soon. And until then,
you're all set.
Teacher's pet. I want to be teacher's pet. I want to be huddled and cuddled as close to you as I can get.
That's the lesson.